boyfriend here, yo.
Oh, shit. I told you that. My bad.
Nah, like, it's all like, okay, we guess we can move on to football.
What's that? Oh, my God.
Just that. Let's do the football. I guess that answered the question about Floyd. When I see you taking off some time.
I'm mesmerized by Stat.
This nigga here, bro.
I did not know you looked that good in person.
My bad, bro. You amazing.
All right, hey, we gonna have to ask you to go, my nigga. I mean, I have to ask you to go, man. I'm gonna pay you for your time, for being here. I appreciate you. I love you, my nigga.
I'm not doing it again.
Yeah, no. I can't. I asked you the first time. I don't have no problems with you, but I'm gonna pay you for your time. But you can't violate, bro. I told you that.
I'm not, though.
Nah, I told you niggas boyfriends are here. You know me, my brother.
Oh, shit,
that.
My bad, bro.
Nah. But I appreciate your time.
It's me.
If you want to wait for us outside, you could. But I'm not going to sit in and not value your time, neither.
Okay, first of all, this is creep and lame behavior. It don't matter how much money you got. If you rich or broke, a creep is going to still be a creep. A lot of people that see how Cam handled this situation would try to say that he's a lame or scary because he didn't crash out on Adrian Bronner. But there's a lot of idiots in this world, and they want you to crash out so they can watch it for their own entertainment and to just laugh at you later. You can't listen to these fools. But let's get into how Cam handled this perfectly in three ways where he made the female feel respected, how he made the boyfriend feel respected, also how he made Adrian Bronner feel respected, although he's the person wrong in this situation. First off, let's talk about the young lady. He warned this man several times, you know, to stop speaking to her in that way. You know, I understand a compliment, but he said you're violating. And you're violating because he already told you to chill a few times already. And then he showed that woman that he respected her by removing that obstacle in the way of the whole situation. So he removed the person that continued to disrespect her. This is only going to induce trust from her more into Cam. He's showing that he's the leader that he say he is in that situation, in that professional atmosphere. So nothing but salute to him for doing that. Also, number two, he showed the boyfriend that he respects him as well. He told Adrian multiple times that she's taken. So there's no need to pursue her. Actually, her man is here. I don't understand why he feel like he had to keep complimenting a woman. This is a red flag for anyone if they just continues to harp on about the way you look over and over again. Obviously, that man is only thinking about one thing. Like, that's a red flag for a creep if that's all they talk about is your physical. Also, he showed Adrian that he has respect for him as well. He never raised his voice. He never called Adrian out his name, but he did give him fair warning. He did tell him multiple times to chill out. He told him that you're violating. Without ever raising his voice, without calling him out of his name. And a man can take constructive criticism when it's provided with respect. It don't matter if it's good or bad news. If you come into a man with respect, he can take what you're saying. Adrian didn't trip when he came at him. He was like, oh, man, I'll get it right. But it was too late at that point. And also, he can reflect on, okay, I got respect for Cam. Also, Cam did tell me multiple times to chill out and I didn't. And Cam reiterated that to why it will not work this time. So I got to respectfully leave. Cam gave him his money. He told him that, okay, I appreciate your time. I'm still going to pay you for your time. I'm not going to say, nah, you're not getting no money to escalate something when you were still here. So I still owe you that money because you came here in our presence and was on this show. He handled it just right. Also, he used his sense. He knows that this is a professional boxer. So in life, it's very important to choose your battles wisely. I'm pretty positive if it was someone else that Cam probably felt he could just ragdoll around, he probably would have violated them in a certain type of way just because of Cam's personality type, that how he come across. I'm not sure 100%, but that's how he comes across, that he would violate someone that he feels like he can violate. He picks his battles wisely. Any wise person would pick their battles wisely. Also, he realized this is not a battle that I should be doing on live. You know, he handled his situation with professionalism. I can't be mad at that. So maybe both had something to do with it. I don't know which one had the most weight, But, you know, he's being a professional. He out there in a suit. He can't be out here tussling with somebody. They probably have a good relationship over years, too, that he wouldn't want to ruin over this situation. Adrian Broner did seem a little tipsy. You have to understand that your behaviors would not be forgiven just because you're drunk. Because that behavior, that action still took place. So if you know what type of person you are when you drink, make sure you are drinking in a situation that makes sense. Coming to a professional atmosphere where you know you're going to be on TV, that's not wise. Cam handled his business perfect in my eyes, but let me know you guys' thoughts. Should this have went out a different way? Should he have kicked out Adrian earlier? What are your thoughts? How do you think Stat feel? How do you think the boyfriend feel about this same situation? Should the boyfriend feel like they should still throw hands at the end of the night? Or should that just be enough because he didn't do anything physical to her? Although Adrian did apologize. Let me know you guys' thoughts. Until next time, you hold it down. Don't let it hold you. Peace.
The Highest Point Podcast. More than a pod, it's a lifestyle.